Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the latest social media hashtag, dumb things I did in high school, is trending like crazy. And we know you need a laugh today. And maybe you have great stories of your high school crazy days. So we're looking for you to share coming up.
Is it about guys I dated or other dumb things I did in high school?
Anything dumb you did in high school.
Elizabeth and Radar on the mix with producer Dave. These hashtags are funny when you follow them on Twitter.
They are. There's a couple of them on Twitter, like hashtag dumb things I did in high school. Dad, I'm sorry about the car. That enough said, this one user says. Apparently didn't really treat his dad's car very well and probably totaled it. I've heard about that before with some of my friends. Oh, yeah, I just got my car and totaled it. Dyed my hair pink. And I look like a fairy the rest of the, from Disney. I look like a fairy the rest of my time because it burned my hair for the whole year. It's dumb things you did in high school. Just kind of goofing around things. I know there's a couple dumb things that I did, but Elizabeth, you did some dumb things as well.
I did a number of dumb things. But the one that comes to mind that I am so embarrassed that I did, it was a group of friends of mine. We had just gotten our driver's license. It was winter time. And my best friend Andrea was driving us around in our Chevy Blazer. Remember that red beast of a machine back in the day?
Yeah.
And there were a bunch of snowmen in the neighborhoods. And so it was like 11 o'clock at night. I know, this is so terrible.
I'm making a face
and
at her right
we
now.
We would go snowman tipping. It's terrible that we would do that.
Better a snowman than a cow. Let's get real.
We would run over and knock. Yeah, but I think now as a parent also that's made snowmen with my son Brayson, these kids wake up. They're like, oh, let's go look at the snowman while they're eating their breakfast.
No.
And nope, the snowman's dead.
It gives
some
the kid a
snowman is knocked
some
over.
Teenagers
it gives those kids
over.
A good story to think of. Where I wonder what happened to my snowman. Must have gotten an epic battle or something overnight.
Come on. You were a kid once. You looked out. You didn't think that. You thought,
oh, somebody wrecked it.
Thank goodness. This is before the Ring doorbell cameras were out and about because we would have gotten so busted.
Right,
yeah, it was a fun thing we would do in wintertime. And I regret it and I feel terrible. And if you are someone in southeastern Wisconsin near St. Thomas More High School and you woke up to a snowman being knocked over, I am sorry.
What a meaningful
so
apology.
You never got caught. Like, I got caught in school.
No, I did not get caught.
Doing something bad. We had a kid who brought in his go-kart for small engines class down the shop hallway. So it was parked in the hallway once they got done, like, tuning it up. And Scott Zangle dared me. He's like, dude, you should drive that thing. And I'm like, yeah, I should.
In the school?
In school. I'll just drive it down the hallway. And then I remember saying, well, it could take a couple pulls to start this thing. If it starts on one pull, great. If not, the shop teacher, Mr. Lashway.
Flirting with danger.
Mr. Lashway is going to hear it going brr, brr, and he'll come out and yell at us. Well, it started on one pull. I jumped in.
It was meant to be.
I took it down the hall. And as soon as I stopped, I heard Mr. Lashway yelling down the hallway. Get out of that thing right now. Park it right there. And I got in-house suspension. You know what that is? That means you get to go to school and sit in a classroom and do homework. Can't sleep. Can't read the paper. You have to do homework. The whole day. You do get a lunch. It was not fun.
Oh, I bet your parents were mad, but that is definitely hashtag
yes.
Dumb things I did in high school. Who else wants to tell us the dumb things in high school? And you could remain anonymous, I suppose.
These are fun, though. It's always fun to look back. 414-799-1099.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.